If you look outside the big window, you will see the roof of the lobby, which is covered in plants. This is Boston Children's Museum's green roof. Covering 6,400 square feet, it was planted in June 2007 by kids and their families. Their work demonstrates the community's contribution to Boston's environment.
The plants, varieties of sedum, are hardy and drought-resistant. Most are active year-round, but in the winter, some may become dormant. The greenery insulates the building throughout the year and reduces its heat absorption. As a result, Boston Children's Museum is more efficient as less energy is used to cool it down.
The green roof also helps to reduce the heat island effect of the city. This is caused when heat is absorbed by areas of dark-colored surfaces, such as pavement and black tar roofs. Here's meteorologist Bruce Schregler, who planned the museum's green roof.
A green roof insulates because of the soil and all the other parts, the plants that are on top of the roof, and also because it doesn't take in the solar energy and convert it to heat like you would see in on a black roof. Greenery tends to cool things down.
The roof also retains rainwater that normally could overflow into sewers and cause sanitation problems, and the plants help refresh the air by taking in carbon dioxide and releasing oxygen.
As more companies follow the lead of Boston Children's Museum by planting their own green roofs, we'll have a healthier and more beautiful urban environment.